the church's music from the second century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The sixth century. The 12th century.
O come, O come, Emmanuel.
The 16th century.
Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. Help us to fight this evil.
The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
It's Friday afternoon, and it's the last few minutes of Issues Etc. And that means it's time to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We're going to have four soundbites we're going to play for you here in the last 10 minutes of the program. We're going to play those four sound bites. All you have to do is listen, and then your vote decides which one should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You vote by sending us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or you vote by visiting our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Facebook.com/issuesETC. Facebook.com/issuesETC. Your chance to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. That goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number one this Friday afternoon, August the 22nd, comes from Suzanne Venker. We're talking to her about the necessity of fathers. Here she is answering the question, what do fathers contribute to families?
That goes back to our double standard of just assuming that the woman or the mother is the only necessary gender in a child's life, as though men are not contributing anything more than, as I say, his sperm and his wallet, effectively. You know, just to give you a little example, I have an 11-year-old boy. He's your standard, typical 11-year-old boy, a lot of energy, and very typically masculine. I literally am dependent on my husband to offer that balance to him that I can't bring to the table as the more nurturing and softer sex, if you will. When my husband speaks, it's, you know, you get the louder voice, you've got the depth of the tone, you've got something that looks and feels familiar to my son, which is effectively him, right? That's what he's going to be like when he gets bigger. That's all he wants to be like, of course, is his father. That's normal. When that piece is missing in a child's life, especially a boy's, the results are very ugly and have a huge effect on society overall.
That's soundbite number one, Suzanne Venker, on what do fathers contribute to families. 1-877-623-6943. Your vote decides which is Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Warren Cole Smith. We were talking about, well, what he calls the Christian industrial complex, the contemporary Christian music industry. Here, he says, are its pathologies.
These pathologies are shallow music, shallow worship that, because it has a manipulative emotional element, it is mistakenly perceived as a rich encounter with God and a rich encounter with the Holy Spirit. And the other thing that gets perpetuated is that folks that have a true artistic vision that doesn't fit in with what is popular on the radio today, often they have no place within our modern church. It's hard for me to imagine, for example, that someone like a Martin Luther or a Johann Sebastian Bach could survive in the contemporary church culture of today, because they loved the Lord, but they had such a singular vision that made them countercultural, not consistent with the culture. And those are the kind of voices that get shut down in the Christian industrial complex. And those are the kind of voices, I argue, that we need today more than ever.
That's soundbite number two, Warren Cole Smith, The Pathologies of the Christian Industrial Complex. If you want it to be soundbite of the week, you need to vote for it. 1-877-623-6943. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon, August the 22nd. You can also vote by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or facebook.com/issuesetc. If you email or you vote at our Facebook fan page, include your city and state. We like to know where you're listening. Here's soundbite number three, Dr. Lane Berglund. Is the Bible meant to be understood?
God's intention was not to provide codes and secrets, but rather to explain things and to show things clearly. And I'll offer you one piece of evidence, the languages that God chose. Hebrew is really a simple language when you take a look at all the others that were in the Mideast and Near East at the time. For example, God could have chosen Egyptian or Akkadian or something very challenging. Instead, he chose this relatively straightforward, relatively simple language. The big winner on this particular competition for simple languages is the New Testament, and it's Greek. And it's funny because it's Greek for dummies. When Alexander the Great conquered that area, it was a fairly complex language, Greek was. You about had to be born to it to be able to speak it. The Greek of Alexander's day was sort of diluted and dumbed down to the point that you might be born to one language and I to another, but we both would know enough of this simple Greek that we could get by. And this is the Greek God chose to communicate the New Testament. It's really the language of the common man. It's the language of the uneducated. It's the language of the ordinary person. And these are the languages, Hebrew and common Greek, that God chose to communicate his word. So right off the bat, God is interested in communicating.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Lane Berglund. Is the Bible meant to be understood? Well, of course it is. Get ready to vote, because here comes soundbite number four, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number four comes from Dr. Kim Riddlebarger. What a dispensational preacher can't do.
You can get in a pulpit as a dispensational minister and explain next Sunday, next Lord's Day, what's happening in Ferguson, what's happening in Lebanon, what's happening in Iraq, and what's happening in the Ukraine. And you can do that by appealing to certain texts that supposedly speak of these things. You go to the Old Testament, you find some mention of Damascus or some mention of Babylon, and you can pull those texts out, and you can apply them to current events, and you can speak of wars and rumors of wars, and then make the application that that's going on in American cities, you know, as we speak. You can do that as long as you don't have to systematize and see the Bible as having a single thread of redemption from beginning to end. So I think the system is really complicated and convoluted, but I think as long as you're talking about particulars and never connecting them to the universals, the thing plays really well, because you can attack unbelieving Protestant liberals. You can attack those who don't take the virgin birth seriously or who don't believe in a bodily return of Christ. You can go after all those guys. You can argue that the Bible is literal. We're just taking what it says. We're not reading things into it. But what you can't do is tell the story of Christ from Genesis to Revelation.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Kim Riddlebarger. What a dispensational preacher can't do. Those are the four soundbites. Now, it's your turn. It's your turn, and your turn means you vote. You give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, August the 22nd. Vote by sending us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your vote decides which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after the break.
The uniqueness of Lutheranism is that it gets the New Testament doctrine of justification like nobody else.
Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, speaking at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
It's also taught among us that we cannot obtain forgiveness of sin and righteousness before God by our own merits, works, or satisfactions, but that we receive forgiveness of sin and become righteous before God by grace, for Christ's sake, through faith. Don't lose heart. You're not crazy. You're just an Orthodox Lutheran. Be faithful, be kind, and be Orthodox.
You can listen to President Harrison's presentation and all of the speakers at the Making the Case conference on a new audio DVD. We'll send it to you for a $300 donation to Issues Etc. before Labor Day. For more information, look for the DVD logo at issuesetc.org.
Streaming 24/7 sacred music and talk stations from a 500-square-foot office in Collinsville, Illinois, you're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It is time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, the 22nd of August. We have played our four soundbites, and now you get to decide by your vote which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, notepad. I don't think I'm leaving anything out. That goes only to those who visit the LPR studio or the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send your vote to us via email. We get it right here in real time in the studio. Talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. You can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc, or you can send us a tweet at issuesetc. So which will it be? Soundbite number one, Suzanne Venker, what do fathers contribute to families? Will it be soundbite number two, Warren Cole Smith on the pathologies of the Christian industrial complex? Soundbite number three, Dr. Lane Berglund, is the Bible meant to be understood? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Kim Riddlebarger, what a dispensational preacher can't do? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Todd listens in Florida. He says, having worked in Nashville in the contemporary Christian music industry for several years, I really enjoyed that show and I appreciate the viewpoints. It truly is a mix of persons/artists who are 100% dedicated to the proclamation of the gospel and those that are of the attitude that this is strictly a business. Nice to hear that confirmed there. Some songs and artists will stand the test of time, as Mr. Smith pointed out, and some will be here today and some forgotten tomorrow. Todd, thanks for listening in Florida. Sounds like he's voting for soundbite number two, Warren Cole Smith, the pathologies of the Christian industrial complex. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Jonathan in Jackson, Mississippi says, I cast my vote for soundbite number one, Suzanne Venker, Why Families Need Fathers. I was blessed enough to grow up with a phenomenal father who showed me my sin by disciplining me and showed me my Savior by praying with me, reading my Bible with me, taking me to church every Sunday of my youth. He is still a wonderful father, and the reason I am the Christian man I am today. I only hope 21 years old, I'll be getting married in 9 months. Congratulations. And I hope to be the best father I can be to my children. God chooses to bless my wife and I with. The world needs men who are willing to sacrifice and get uncomfortable to be faithful, selfless fathers. It's a message that all of us need to hear often. Thank you very much for listening in Mississippi, Jonathan. Cheryl listens in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I'm voting for soundbite number 4, Dr. Kim Riddlebarger. And the reason is because I strongly agree with him that God's word, like Luther says, is the only holy thing. And this is what we have for God, God's way of communicating to us his mercy and grace for us poor sinners through Christ Jesus, so that repentance and forgiveness of sins can be preached to the whole world in his name.
Cheryl, thanks, and thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Here's Scott in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor Todd. I'm voting for soundbite number 2, Warren Cole Smith. The next time somebody denies that there's an industrial complex for contemporary Christian music, try starting a radio station that plays your favorite Christian hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It works for secular music, so why would this be bad? Because it wouldn't make any money. All of a sudden, marketability is the chief virtue.
Okay. Let's just mark that down, Jeffy, as a possible soundbite from next week. That's an insight I have never, ever considered. Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Out in Wyoming, Karen says, my vote is for soundbite number 1, Suzanne Venker, What Do Fathers Contribute to Families? Suzanne's words are exactly the truth. I see this all the time with my students, the boys with fathers who are active in their upbringing are generally much better students. They are also usually more comfortable in their own skin and who they are as young men. Karen, thanks for listening in Wyoming. What about the rest of you? Still time for your vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is not one book, but actually two. It's a 2-volume Lutheran Bible Companion. We had somebody visiting here the other day, saw it sitting on my desk, said, oh, I'm saving up for that. They were very anxious to get a hold of this great resource for Bible students of all different levels. Find out more about Lutheran Bible Companion in 2 volumes. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August. Diane says, I voted and I didn't say why. I vote for the Christian music soundbite. And the reason I think is it's best because so many people who listen to that music are so clueless, she says. It took me a while to understand that it is a tactic, and it's part of the dumbing down of the church that's going on in the modern-day evangelicalism. We need to get the message out there about modern evangelical music actually even being more harmful to our souls. Thanks, Diane. David listens in Longmont, Colorado. He says, well, it has to be Dr. Riddlebarger on dispensationalism. My first Bible study was Schofield's Reference Bible. Among my earliest scary movies was Left Behind. My theology was pietist, revivalist, and dispensational. With all its charts, permutations, and craziness, I'm with Riddlebarger. He gets my vote. Well, according to your votes this week on this Friday afternoon, the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week is soundbite number 2. From Warren Cole Smith, The Pathologies of the Christian Industrial Complex.
The pathologies are shallow music, shallow worship, that because it has a manipulative emotional element, it is mistakenly perceived as a rich encounter with God and a rich encounter with the Holy Spirit. And the other thing that gets perpetuated is that folks that have a true artistic vision that doesn't fit in with what is popular on the radio today, often they have no place within our modern church. It's hard for me to imagine, for example, that someone like a Martin Luther or a Johann Sebastian Bach could survive in the contemporary church culture of today, because they loved the Lord, but they had such a singular vision that made them countercultural, not consistent with the culture. And those are the kind of voices that get shut down in the Christian industrial complex. And those are the kind of voices, I argue, that we need today more than ever.
That's the winner, according to your votes, this Friday's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Warren Cole Smith, The Pathologies of the Christian Industrial Complex. The LPR bundle package goes to Todd in Florida. If you'd send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. And thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, non-conference attendees have 9 days left to order an audio DVD from this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case conference. It was a great conference. We will send you all of the audio for a contribution of $300 to Issues Etc. before Labor Day. That's the 9-day deadline there. You can order online. Just click the DVD logo at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your $300 check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Please write audio DVD or DVD on the memo line of your check. The address again, Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Place your order this weekend for this audio DVD from the 2014 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Dr. Carl Schalk about the relationship between pastor and church musician. We'll discuss Hinduism. Dr. Adam Francisco will be our guest, and we'll also have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on the River of Life from none other than Revelation chapter 22. That's Monday on Issues Etc. You stop and think about all the money that's made. There's nothing wrong with making money. That's not the real problem here. But it's what the focus on money, making hits, playing hits in church has done. Shallow theology, shallow worship, and worship the people mistake for worship that doesn't actually turn out to be worship at all. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.